The parsha begins with the words, "Vayishma Yisro Kohen Midyan Chose Moshe Eis Asher Asa Elokim." The Yisro had heard something that happened to Klal Yisrael, something miraculous that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the chosen nation, which inspired him to join forces, with his daughter and son-in-law, Moshe Rabbeinu. And what did he exactly hear? So Rashi tells us that he heard about the Kriyas Yamsuf, and he heard about Melchemes Amalek. He heard about the miraculous defeat over Amalek. He heard about the incredible wonders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did at the Yamsuf, that it split and there was dry land for Am Yisrael. Then it came crashing down and enveloped the Mitzrayim. Both were incredible feats. But the Bas Ayin asks an intriguing question. Granted, Klal Yisrael defeated the ruthless, the spineless, and fearless Amalek. But doesn't the pasuk indicate that Amalek significantly weakened, crippled, and cooled off Bnei Yisrael? The pasuk describes Amalek's ambush as Asher Karcha Baderach. Rashi says the word Karcha is from the word kar, cold. That Amalek cooled off Am Yisrael. Amalek had removed the energy, the momentum, and the drive from Klal Yisrael. Why would Yisrael at this point want to join a nation that just dipped in value? When you're climbing up to the top and you're in a winning streak, great. But when you're in a big crashing down, why would they want to be joined? Why would Yisrael want to join Klal Yisrael at that point? Rashi explains that Yisro received his name Yisro because there was an extra parasha written in the Torah in his merit. Hence, he was called Yisro from the word Yeser, extra. But Pinchas Karitzer asks, but weren't there other parashios added in the Torah in light of certain individuals, such as Korach? Shlach came about because of Meraglim, Balak. Why was it only Yisro given the name Yisro? Because it was this zechus to have such a parsha. So Pinchas Karitzer explains that the Gemara Pesachim Daf Pei Zayinu Beis teaches us Lo galu Yisrael ela sheitosfu alem geirim, that the only purpose of galus is to bring converts, to bring geirim, to join the ranks of Am Yisrael. Yisrael was the only ger throughout the parshas of the Torah. And for that reason, he earned a parsha in his merit. In fact, the word parsha means to separate. Yisrael separated himself from idolatry, from the Avodah Zarah, from the Tumah, and he joined the chosen nation. So that's why it describes it. Yisrael is getting his own parsha, his own precious. We can now return to the question of the Bas Ayin. Why would Yisro want to join them when they were dipping down, when they were cooled off by Amalek's attack? Yisro very much wanted to join the Jewish people after hearing the miraculous events of Kriyas Yamsuf. But given that Klal Yisro was on an incredible high, a level that cannot come near Yisro, Yisro was incapable of joining such a team, such a nation that was on such fire. The Kedusha, the prominence, the purity, the sanctity was unattainable for an outsider. But when Yisro heard that Amalek attacked the nation of God, and in particular, they were cooled off because of it, Yisro saw an opportunity. He saw a window of opportunity to join. The walls of protection were broken. The possibility of penetration was in reach. And so Yisro jumped at the opportunity and was able to join them. So it wasn't that he was inspired by the events of Amalek, but it created an opportunity for him. The walls of Am Yisrael were breached, and Yisro took advantage to join those ranks. We have two different Hebrew words to describe a wool. It can be described as a kir or as a choma. The word kir comes from the word kar, cold, while the word choma comes from the word cham, hot. When Klal Yisrael passed through the Amsuf, the water formed walls, protecting them, as the Pasuk says, "Vamayim lehem choma, miyaminam umismolam." There were walls, there were chomos from the right side and the left side. We were surrounded by walls of fire, walls of love, walls of warmth. However, when Amalek pounced on us, the walls were cooled off, asher karcha baderach. They were thus penetrable. They were kiros, they were only walls of kar, of coldness. Haman was a descendant of Amalek and tried breaching the precious walls of the Jewish people. But led by Mordechai and Esther, we remained steadfast and strong. We remained protected and safe behind the walls of our leaders, the walls of the tzaddikim, the walls of our families and tradition and loyalty. Perhaps this is why the walled cities celebrate Purim on a separate day, on their own unique day, as Purim is in less than a month from now. We are celebrating the importance of establishing walls of fire, kedusha, sanctity, chomos. The walls of Yamsev were chomos. Amalek made them into kiros. Haman tried doing that, but our chomos stayed strong. And as parents, we build walls around our children. We protect them from the outside and we cultivate them from the inside. The key is to build a house with walls of fire, full of love, care, and warmth. I want to share a story. I know I don't usually share stories. I love stories. In this particular venue, I don't. Maybe I should more often. But a year ago, Shabbos, my wife was in the lobby of the shul. One of the ladies from the kila walked inside and she looked completely distraught. And my wife walked over to her and asked if everything was okay, and she said no. Because just yesterday on Erev Shabbos, she explained that a younger sister came over to introduce her fiancé. It wasn't a chassan because the boy wasn't Jewish. Her fiancé to her older sister. A very frum lady, a very frum family. And the older sister was so broken, but she just gave her sister a hug and tried to be supportive and warm and loving. But she was so broken. She knew there was nothing she could do to stop her, and she just remained neutral as a sister with just love, care, and sensitivity. And she was beside herself that her younger sister is going to marry a guy. And Tuesday, my wife receives a phone call from this lady. And she said, "You'll never believe it. My younger sister broke off her engagement." You want to know why? Because when she came over to my house Erev Shabbos, and she saw all my kids, and she saw the table, the Shabbos table set. It was so beautiful. It was so warm. It was so loving. The silver candelabra and the dishes and the glasses and the silverware and the challah board and the challah knives. And she said to herself that she wants a Jewish home just like me. A Jewish home with chomos, with walls of love and warmth and fire and kedusha. And the lady, the older sister, explained to my wife that what's crazy is that she never sets the table early. She always waits for her husband to go to shul Friday night, and she sets the table when her husband goes to shul. But this particular week, they were having a chashiv rav come for Friday night suda, and she decided to set it earlier. So it's nice, and she never used her china and her nicest silverware, but she took out everything for the chashiv rav. All the extra china, the extra silverware, and the fancy glasses, everything. And it was pumped this Shabbos, this Erev Shabbos, that her younger sister came to see this beautiful layout, this beautiful spread, this beautiful table. And she felt the kedusha of the chomos of this home, and she broke the engagement. This is how we have to create our homes. A home full of love, warmth, and kedusha. We should be zocha that we all build a house of chomos. We should be zocha that the chomos of Yishalayim and the chomos of the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt with the Gula Shema Ba'amitas, B'mheiru Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu.